Today, to celebrate the working life and the first Monday of the show on your news and information station, we're looking at the people who do the jobs that you sometimes don't see or don't think about. We're thinking about the jobs around the valley that might not be what you expect. Today, we step into the water with a day on the job at SRP's fish herding project for the valley's canal system.
My name's Jeff Adams. I am the supervisor over biochemical applications here for Salt River Project. We have 131 miles of canal, and so we stock a fish called the white aimer, which is a common grass carp, and it eats the vegetation for us and allows the water to flow freely to our customers. Right now we're working at 75th Avenue and Camelback in Phoenix. We'll be moving these fish over to 35th Avenue and the Grand Canal, which is just north of Osborne. So within the canal, in order to herd the fish, we have just your standard horse fence that allows us to corral the fish and move them, because obviously we can't just will a fish where it needs to go. We got to help them. So we put them in a fence and we corral them to a particular area. And we have a large excavator, and it's attached to a net that we use where we load the fish into before we load them onto large dump trucks that have fish tanks that are oxygenated. It takes about a mile a day that we can move fish. In our canals, we get a large amount of sediment buildup, trash buildup. It clogs up our delivery channels. So we have to get in there and clean up the canals. If we do not, then our gates get shut off, and there's no way to deliver water to our customers. It usually takes anywhere from 18 to 20 people to effectively herd the fish. It's a very tiring job. It's very laborsome. There's a lot of trash, debris you're fighting with in the canals. You know, the water's cold. It feels like you're running a marathon all day long because your legs are burning, the muscles are just on fire. How deep are you guys right here in the mud?
Oh, this mud's about up to my knee.
About knee? A lot of people ask, well, why can't you just get rid of the fish and start with new ones? Well, kind of like a parent teaches a child, the older fish will teach the young fish where to stay. Otherwise, they'll all move downstream and they won't eat the vegetation throughout the canal. So that's why we have to move the older fish back upstream, so they'll keep the new fish that we do stock in once we get done back in those same areas.
That's Jeff Adams working with SRP in the irrigation canals. We'll have a few more conversations about somebody's job this week.